Central Line, platform 3, the train now approaching is to...
West London's Greenford Tube Station used to flood.
Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Until a new family moved in nearby, I crept up to their rather muddy doorstep.
So this is their house here?
This is their home, yeah. So it might just look like a pile of sticks, but this is actually...
Their home is made of sticks because the new neighbours are beavers. 2.5 years ago, Elliot Newton helped bring a family of 5 beavers to what used to be a golf course with a creek running through it.
So if I'm a beaver, I can feel the water moving past my whiskers, so I want to try and block that up.
Newton works for a conservation group that uses beavers as anti-flood engineers.
The beavers have come in and they've actually put this dam in, and that has now created this beaver pond, which is just holding water here, stopping flood risk from further downstream.
Beavers build dams in part to hide underwater from predators. This one has turned a city park into a wetland, which acts like a 20-acre sponge in the middle of the British capital. Joggers stop to watch them in action.
Is that a tree it's just felled?
A reddish-brown adult is hard at work.
He's massive.
This one's the size of a fat golden retriever. Sean McCormick is a local veterinarian who started this project. The city was planning to build a levee here.
Big diggers and earthworks and expensive engineering works. It would have cost hundreds of thousands.
McCormick convinced authorities to try something different.
The beavers can do it probably a fraction of the cost, certainly more sustainably.